From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Here in Idaho and around the country, students are struggling with their mental health, and schools are in short supply of professionals that are equipped to handle their needs. That's why resources like the Student and Family Assistance Program are so important. Joining us today to talk more about the program are Rebecca Sprague, Idaho's Central District Health Program Manager, Kelly Carew, BPA Director of Business Development, and Katie Azevedo, BPA's Director of Education. I want to welcome all three of you to Idaho Matters. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so let's talk about the program. What is it and how does it work? And who wants to go first? Kelly, you're smiling. Go for it.
This is Kelly Carew with BPA Health, and maybe I should explain the program a little bit. So the Student Family Assistance Program is a program that assists schools in setting up systems of support for students and their families. It really helps provide a positive mental outlook to help students think clearly, develop socially, and actually learn new skills. The program does offer counseling sessions for families and students at no cost to the family or the student. And counseling sessions typically involve assistance or helping students and families deal with things that happen in real life. Things like being stressed about academics, relationship concerns, use of various substances, or other behavioral or mental health concerns. The program does offer services, as I mentioned, up to 5 counseling sessions. And these counseling sessions are intended to be short-term referral or assessment programs or assessment sessions. The advantage of the Student and Family Assistance Program from a school perspective is the fact that schools are where a vast majority of support is available for students. Schools are structured, they're predictable, they're safe, they offer preventive services, and they have continuous, frequent relationships with students and their families.
And Katie, tell me about the program. I think Kelly talked a little bit about it, but what kind of concerns or issues do students bring to this program?
That's a great question. So looking at this from the school or district perspective, we know that when kids are coming to school and they're stressed out, they're full of anxiety, they feel unsafe, it's very difficult to learn. So BPA Health is really stepping in to kind of bridge this huge gap. We know that at least 20%, and this is pre-COVID numbers, of our student body has the mental health concerns or needs. And we know that only about 30% of that group that has those needs actually receives support. But we also know on the bright side that those who do receive that support receive it through the school setting. And so BPA Health has created this framework to really support districts and schools to set up their students and their families for success. So it's very preventative. It's very proactive. We're looking at the social, emotional, and behavior needs of kids and trying to meet them where they're at.
I want to latch on before I go further. You said 20% of kids can run into mental health issues, and that's pre-COVID. And I think we've heard story after story during COVID about how hard it has been on kids. I'm willing to guess that that number is higher.
I would guess that as well. We're seeing numbers closer to 30% right now. A lot of the data is kind of being massaged and those numbers are coming out. But the bottom line is the need is there. And previously, we haven't been very great at meeting those needs or providing the necessary supports.
Rebecca, I'm going to pull you into the conversation. How are you involved with the program, and what can you tell us about the program itself and how it's working?
Sure. Yeah. So we're the funding partner for this particular project. We at Central District Health were lucky enough to be able to submit some proposals to the Board of County Commissioners in Ada County and be funded through some American Rescue Plan Act funding. I had learned about this program with BPA maybe last year, a year and a half ago, when Twin Falls School District had implemented it. And there was a great newspaper article sort of capturing what it did. And from that moment, I just sort of knew if funding was ever going to be available, I really wanted to reach out to sort of see what we could do for the school. So we've been lucky enough to get that proposal submitted and approved for 3 years of funding to bring this to all of the major school districts in Ada County. So this will be, this is implemented now in Boise School District, West Ada, as well as CUNA. We're working with BPA on some other projects to hopefully expand it throughout our region at the health district. But this specific funding is for Ada County. So super excited to partner with them. You know, we're just really looking at it from a public health approach and sort of upstream wellness and prevention, and hoping to take some of the burden off of the school counselors and social workers for some of these more acute issues that the youth might be experiencing. As Katie said, you know, school is like a very standardized framework, and kids find trusted adults in those environments, and we want to make sure that they have all the resources available to them possible.
Well, and resources is definitely a key here. I think it's no secret that Idaho has a great lack of professionals who can help with issues involving mental health and behavioral and other concerns in everybody, let alone in kids, who often need very special help from people who are professionals, and it's just hard to find in this state. We just don't have those kind of resources. So I think this is a fascinating program. Kelly, tell me more about the 5 sessions per issue. What does that look like? How does that work?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, Samantha. I will also want to address your concern about access, because that's a really, really important perspective from a parent and a student standpoint. Before I get there, I will answer your question directly, though. So 5 counseling sessions. So any student, if they're under the age of 18, they do need a parent or a guardian to be present to give permission for them to participate. Can simply call our toll-free number or even go on our website. So our toll-free number is 833-935-3816. Those calls will be answered by a live intake specialist who will assess the situation and help the individual get referred to an appropriate counselor. Counseling sessions can deal with things from, as I mentioned before, stress, anxiety, grief, family problems. So the goal is to help make sure that the student or the family member is associated with or has access to a provider specializing in those particular areas. We do have the largest network of providers in the state of Idaho. And one of the concerns that you mentioned is access to care. And that is not just an Idaho unique situation. It's actually a national situation where access to providers is a challenge. We've actually partnered with BetterHelp, which is a telemedicine organization. Students or family members can access care via BetterHelp, and those services can be done either virtually, like a meeting, like a Zoom meeting, or by telephone, or even by text. Services with BetterHelp can be arranged for an appointment within 48 hours. So even if access to a face-to-face counselor might be delayed or challenging, a student or a family member can access services through BetterHelp within 48 hours.
Wow. Okay. We're speaking with Rebecca Haig, Idaho's Central District Health Program Manager, Kelly Carew, BPA Director of Business Development, and Katie Azevedo, BPA's Director of Education, about the Student and Family Assistance Program. I want to jump back to Rebecca. You were talking about where the money comes from, and we need to point out that this is free. The service is free, and that's partly why it's so important. Services, professional services, counseling services, they're not cheap. And if you're offering 5 free sessions, that's invaluable for many families.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's free to the students and to the families, but it's certainly there is a big funding component that goes to it. So there's an enrollment fee that each student pays. It's $1.95. I shouldn't say that the student pays it, but we pay on behalf of the students, $1.95 a month per student for the school population. And that will enroll the entire school, including their parents and any siblings that might live in the home up to the age of 26. So it works like a regular EAP. They're not seeing any bill to them. And we're just leveraging that that network that Kelly spoke of to be able to provide those services. So completely free to the family, and we're just working with that fund from the Boise County, Ada County Commissioners right now.
Katie, tell us more about the kids that you're helping. We've talked a little bit about general categories, grief, and some of the other things that they face. And you certainly can't pigeonhole kids, but what are you seeing?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of stressors out there. We need to bring up the importance of childhood trauma, because we have a lot of students with a very high adverse childhood experiences score. And so this helps to this helps those kids navigate through the different systems. I also want to mention, too, with that five counseling sessions, that's per event. So let's say there's a death in the family or divorce, some kind of event that disrupts their daily life. They get five counseling sessions per those events. We're also working with these schools, school districts, in reducing the stigma. So how do we educate not just the school and the district, but also the community about the program, so they know where to go when they need help and they feel more comfortable in reaching out?
Which can make all the difference. You can have all the free services in the world, and If folks are afraid or feel stigmatized, they're not going to access them.
Yeah, so this is definitely, you know, we're trying to approach this from a systemic perspective, where we're building a comprehensive system of support that includes all of the stakeholders.
Wow. Okay, so you mentioned, I think I heard you say, Rebecca, 3-year program?
Yeah, at this point in time, we've been funded for 3 years through the Board of County Commissioners, again, using those ARPA funds. So certainly looking at how we can keep this sustainable, working with the schools. We have a dedicated staff member here at CDH who's been sort of the go-between between BPA and the school district. So having conversations about further grants and funding, hopefully get us past that 3-year period.
Well, I love the program. I love the idea. I'm worried about not having a dedicated funding source, but that's another bridge to cross. Kelly and Katie, what's next in the program? What are you looking forward to in 2023?
Well, I think this is Kelly. So we think the most important thing, and Rebecca touched on it, is to help make sure that the information is available and usable by the schools and the family members. We mentioned family members, so the program does cover not only the student in K through 12, but family members, including parents or guardians, siblings up to the age of 26. So our focus for 2023 really is to help educate the community as well as the schools, so that the program becomes a program that's seen as a value-added service in providing part of the total aspect of the well-being for students, so students can perform at their highest potential. We'd love to expand the program beyond the school districts within Ada County. Our goal would be to see a program similar to this available to every single student in the state of Idaho. The need isn't unique to Ada County. It's not unique to the Twin Falls School District. And so our real goal ultimately is to see if there's a possibility of having a program that can help every single student throughout the entire state.
That would be fantastic, especially when you're getting out into more rural areas of the state where it's harder and harder to get those resources. That's fantastic. Okay, Kelly, you mentioned a phone number. Throw it at us again for folks.
I did. So families or students within the Ada County School Districts can call 833-935-3816. That's 833-935-3816. That's a toll-free number. That'll allow them access to our intake team or our customer service team. They simply have to indicate the school or their school district, so West Ada, Boise, or CUNA school district, and they'll be assisted by a live person to help line up the proper resources. Folks can also visit the website, which is www.bpahealth.com. B as in boy, P as in papa, A as in help, Apple Health, BPA Health, all one word, .com. And there's an SFAP link on that website. Folks can self-enroll, but that link will also provide them additional information to services that may be outside of the counseling sessions. And specifically, we like to call these life services as well. So families can get access to some legal consultations as well as some financial consultation services in addition to the mental health services provided through counseling.
That's awesome. That is awesome. We've been speaking with Rebecca Sprague, Idaho's Central District Health Program Manager, Kelly Carew, BPA Director of Business Development, and Katie Acevedo, BPA's Director of Education. I want to thank the three of you for coming on the show and for making this happen.
Thank you
so much for having us.
Up next, we're going to talk about saving water in Nampa's schools. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in today for Jim Agudat. You're listening to Idaho Matters.